Andrew, by the way, as I said, was a great friend of mine and continued to be a friend of mine throughout my career. We talked on the phone on the semi-regular. He'd always send me emails making fun of me for something or other every time a paper came out that I was on which I was an author. Never failed to notice. And he wrote letters for me for every important thing I've ever gotten. My first year back at Yale's faculty, he died of a blood cancer. And that was probably the hardest loss I've ever taken. But he's the reason, I mean, he's one of the primary reasons, maybe the primary reason that I'm here today. And it's still really hard for me to still really hard for me to think about him. His office was on the first floor of the building where I'm now sitting. And actually, the first thing I did when I found out I got the Yale job was I called my mom. And the first thing I said to my mom was, "Now I'll see Andrew every day." So I live every day in memory of him, and there isn't a day I fail to think about him.